Nerdy Legion. I am Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for March 1st, 2019. And oh boy, is there so much going on right now. We're going to start, like usual, in television news. And first in television is CW's The Flash. In recent leaked set pictures, it would appear that they are going to be introducing Godspeed in the latter half of this current season that we are in. Godspeed, for those of you that don't know, is the newest, well, maybe not the newest, but is a villain that was introduced in the comic books in the Rebirth event, the one that's currently going on. So that's going to be really, really fun to watch. In a not-so-surprising update, speaking of the CW, Warner Brothers is apparently working on another iteration of the Constantine property. The new series is set to once again star Matt Ryan. If you'll remember, in 2015, the NBC Constantine series also starred Matt Ryan. And with Constantine's guest appearances on the CW's Legends of Tomorrow, it only makes sense, especially when you consider the rumors that maybe Legends of Tomorrow and Arrow are going slowly the way of the Buffalo. Though, this could also just as likely be released on the DC Universe app, though I say just as likely, and then we consider that Berlanti has said that the CW universe and the DC universe won't cross paths, so it is probably more likely that we will be seeing this on the CW. Next is another casting announcement from Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. Now, I'm not going to just talk about every casting announcement I find, because then we would be talking about casting every episode, and that gets really boring. But this one is significant in that Nathan Lane has just been cast as an officer with the LAPD in the prequel series, and Lane doesn't do a whole lot of drama, so it'll be really interesting to see what he brings to this series. Then we have a quickie Star Wars update from The Mandalorian. The Star Wars show is reporting that production on the first season of the Disney Plus series has officially wrapped. And then our final TV spot comes from The Hollywood Reporter. It seems that sci-fi is trying to be the place to go for non-Marvel, non-DC comic books, because they just ordered two series, a pilot that they did last year in Resident Alien. For those not in the know, Resident Alien is a Dark Horse comic book created by Peter Hogan and Steve Parkhouse. The series will star Alan Tudyk as the lead, an alien named Harry who crash lands on Earth and then assumes the identity of a small town Colorado doctor. Alan Tudyk is always a win. So let's hit up movies next, and in movies, first we're talking about a report from Collider saying that Rami Malek is in final negotiations to be the next villain in the final Daniel Craig Bond film. Next is actually a little bit of a sad note for 90s kids. Nickelodeon has pulled Are You Afraid of the Dark from their release slate for 2019. No word as to whether or not the movie is going to get a new release date or if this is going to affect the miniseries that was set to release in conjunction with this movie. Then, the final Rambo movie, Last Blood, has just received a release date of September 20th, 2019. But do we really believe this is the final Rambo movie? And our final news piece for this episode, nerds, is a follow-up to the Suicide Squad piece we talked about a couple episodes ago. Actually, might have been the last episode. Before, we were reporting that Will Smith was the only other actor whose contract potentially brought him back for this Suicide Squad soft reboot. Now it seems that Smith has bowed out of the production because his scheduling and James Gunn's production scheduling just didn't quite match up. And on that note, James Gunn's production will begin this September in Atlanta with a release date for the movie of August 6th, 2021. And that's it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics and many more nerdy bits, then check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.